Salmon may soon have a faster way to make it around dams. There's a new technology that's helping to transport hatchery fish in Washington. It's called the Salmon Cannon. Yes, you got that right. The Salmon Cannon, and Courtney Flatt has the story.
So there's not really an explosion, but the Salmon Cannon is helping transport fish from southwest Washington's Washougal River to a nearby hatchery. The goal is to make the move easier on fish, in three steps. First, the cannon. A long white tube stretches out of the river. At one end, crew members wade into the river. They heave up a 30-pound fall Chinook salmon and lift it into the tube. The fish is sucked up the 110-foot tube at 22 miles per hour. And then it plops out into a truck filled with water and swims around.
It's almost magical the way that the fish will move through the system. It's like a slip and slide going uphill.
That's Vince Bryan. He's the CEO of Seattle-based Woosh Innovations. That's the company that's engineering the Salmon Cannon. After the truck is filled with about 100 fish, they'll be driven to a nearby hatchery and released. They'll be used to help breed next year's hatchery runs for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Eric Kinney is one of the department's hatchery reform coordinators. He says the fish are less stressed with the Salmon Cannon. Before this, salmon were transported with a forklift in a tote container.
We would have to fill it with water and then put the fish in and then turn it around and haul it up to the landing area and then dump them into a truck. It was very hard on fish.
The Salmon Cannon technology was first used as a way to transport fruit. Brian says the hope is that it will one day transport fish up and over large dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers.
We've actually had early discussions with getting even fish over dams like the Grand Coulee. We're starting much smaller than that, obviously.
So, does the Salmon Cannon hurt fish? Eric Kinney says the State Department of Fish and Wildlife tested out the Salmon Cannon with steelhead before putting it into action. They compared fish transported with the cannon to fish transported by hand.
And then we held them for 6 weeks to see if there was any difference in mortality or difference in condition of fish, and no, everything was really good.
Yakima Nation Fisheries are also testing out a Salmon Cannon in central Washington. I'm Courtney Flatt in Washougal, Washington.